Getting your schedule down in real estate is absolutely vital for a thriving business. So if you'd like to figure out how the top producers manage their schedule, stay tuned. My goal is by the end of this video that you should have a pretty good idea on how to schedule your day and your weeks so that you don't drop the ball. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You wake up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to tackle your day, and before you know it, you're juggling tasks like a caffeinated circus performer. Or like some agents, you wake up in the morning to get to your inbox, and before you know it, you're playing this like ping-pong inbox battle. Or you're rushing off to go get showings, and you forget all of your clients' preferences, and you're dropping leads left and right while you're running around just flying by the seat of your pants. Or maybe you're just one of those multitaskers, and before you know it, you're spinning so many plates that you feel like a professional juggler. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're juggling paperwork and social media and calls, client calls, and before you know it, you're dropping all the balls that you threw up in the air. While some agents are running around like a chicken with their head cut off, other agents have a plan. A plan to set very specific time blocks for meeting clients, getting paperwork done, and even that oh-so-important coffee break. For some of us, the calendar's not just a piece of paper or an idea or an electronic thing that kind of brings in some appointments. It's actually how we run our business. So if any of those sounded like you, the ones that were running around, multitasking, doing all these other things, dropping the ball, how do we fix it? In my experience, you need a roadmap. You need a plan. You need some calendar etiquette. Now, that's what I call it. I know that's not an official name of anything, but calendar etiquette is extremely important. See, here in real estate, without some sort of roadmap to move forward, you're going to be jumping from task to task because, let's be honest, real estate professionals have a ton on their plate. This isn't like a corporate job where you jump in and you've got one lane that you're focusing on. You've got marketing and lead generation and talking to clients and customer acquisition and customer fulfillment. There's just so much you have to do and you've got to kind of know it all. Even if you're on a team and you're surrounded by a bunch of great admin, which I do prefer, it's still a lot to learn and a lot to do. And that's what a calendar will help us with. What we want to do here is make sure that you're structured enough. And I know structure is not a fun word here in real estate. We want to make sure that you're structured enough that you're not dropping the ball on anything. You're getting all of your important tasks done and hopefully with quickness and efficiency. So one of the first things that we need to do when we're looking at our schedule is figure out where our time wasters are. We all have these in our day. We're doing social media as part of our business, and pretty soon we're scrolling on TikTok or Facebook for 45 minutes, and before we know it, it's lunchtime, and now we're taking a two-hour lunch, etc., etc. We want to start by acknowledging that these time wasters are here and slowly start eliminating them from our daily schedule. If you think you're one of these people that are really good at multitasking, if maybe when I was talking about the multitasking earlier, you were going, well, that's for other people, not for me. I urge you to read The One Thing. This book is all about multitasking and how we are not good at it as humans. I don't care how good you think you are much less efficient than you would be if you were just focused on one thing at a time. So let's get into the way that me and a lot of other top producers are scheduling their days. Now, I've done a lot of different types of scheduling. I've done time blocks. I've done the Eisenhower matrix. I've done just a ton. Those are just two examples that were successful for me. And I probably had, 15 others, probably not 15, maybe like three others that weren't as effective, like bullet journaling and stuff like that. Now, some of those might work for you, but all I'm talking about here today is what worked for me, and hopefully it will work for you too. So the first thing that I want to talk about is your Sunday evening ritual, or for some of you, it might be Friday afternoon ritual after your work day is done. And that is scheduling the rest of your week with your big rocks, your big things that are important to put into your business. For me, I do this most Sunday evenings. I'm not 100% consistent with it, but on Sundays, I try to sit down and figure out what things do I really need to make sure are in my calendar. And I'm gonna break this all down for you here in a second, but these are the big ticket items and also some of my prep work. This isn't just working in the business, showings, paperwork, etc. It's working on the business, figuring out what your next moves are, business planning, and really anything else that is going to get easily overlooked if you just fly by the seat of your pants. And I'll tell you this, if you're one of those agents that the business has stayed the exact same for multiple years and you don't really keep a calendar because it's working for you, this is exactly why your business is not increasing. At least this is probably one of the biggest reasons why it's not increasing year over year. So here we go. What I do is I break down all of my tasks. I write them all out. Everything that I need to do and all of my project work that I would like to get done if I have time. And I start separating them out in three categories. Pretty simple. A, B, and C. We don't need to make it too much more complicated than that. I've done the more complicated ones, like the Eisenhower Matrix is a little bit more complicated, although very, very good. It just wasn't as effective for me. So I'm going to split everything out into A, B, C categories, with A's being our top priority. So your A tasks are going to be your highest priority tasks. It's going to be money generating activities, or activities that if you don't do them are going to slow down your business for a period of time. This is going to be things like client meetings or showings or listing appointments. And when I say showings, I make sure that we understand the difference between showing a customer and showing a client. Showing a customer is not an A priority. Showing a client, which is somebody who is pre-approved, ready to go, you've done a buyer consultation, you've done your job to make sure that they're good to go, that's an A priority. Now, if you're just showing a property to hopefully win the business, I wouldn't consider that an A priority. And this would also be things like closing the deal, like going over the contract with your client, or even submitting a contract, negotiating a contract, and of course, resolving any big issues that are going on with a current client or with a current transaction. So stuff that's going to break down the transaction, like missing a maintenance deadline or something like that. Another A priority task would be lead follow-up. These are the warm leads, the ones that have already expressed interest. Maybe you're about to show property to them, or you're setting up a consultation, whether buyer or seller doesn't really matter, but it's actually getting to the appointment as well. And the last A task I want to talk about today is your prospecting and lead generation, which if you talk to other people, they might not consider this an A priority. This might be considered a B, but to me, the main portion of your job is finding new business. If you don't find new business, your business will collapse. And for those of you that have watched my channel before, you know what I believe in. I believe in a foundation and three pillars. This would be those four items. Your foundation being clearing out your CRM of any urgent tasks and following up with your sphere of influence. And your three pillars would be each different way that you plan on bringing business into your real estate business. Now, you're going to have more than three, but the three pillars are the big chunks, the main things that you're going to be doing. I highly suggest you make sure those are in your A priority tasks, because what happens is we get caught up in the business, we get kind of a hot streak going on, and we completely die off on all of our lead generation. And what that causes is a business that looks like this. Things are great, things are great, things are great, closing, closing, closing. I got no business. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, right? We don't want to do that. We want to create some semblance of steadiness. Now, we are in sales, so it's not going to be completely steady, but we want to try as much as we can. Okay, enough of the A's. Let's move on over to the B's. These are going to be your medium priority tasks. These are going to be things like market research and analysis, understanding what's in your marketplace. For a lot of agents, this is just going to be the 5 to 10 minutes of checking the hot sheet every single morning. And this could be checking out new neighborhoods for maybe a buyer that you've got, or even a listing that you might have coming up, so that you know that you will sound like the neighborhood expert. Your B task will also include client relationship building. This might be your one-on-one meetings with some of your people. This could be client events. It could be showing up to events that some of your clients or potential future clients might be at. Maybe it's a new social hacking thing that you're doing. You joined a sports league or something like that. These would be considered B tasks, although this could be argued that this could be part of your prospecting, which might fall into the A category. Don't overthink it. You should be able to know the difference. Is this something directly tied to income that you're going to be generating? Or is this just sort of an extra meeting that's kind of helping with everything? And other things that I like to put in the B category are things like the project work that we need to get done when it's leading to a lead generation activity later. Maybe you need to learn how to do Facebook ads, let's say. So you spend an hour studying different types of Facebook ads that you could be doing or taking a course. That would be considered a B priority task. This would also fall in line with coaching and masterminding and really any training that you might need to get done to sharpen your sword. Now, your C tasks are super low priority. These are administrative tasks, things that can probably wait, like reorganizing files or getting your broker something that they need in order to get you paid, which I know we all want to get paid, but is it really that important that it happens right now? And should that happen over your A priority and your money-making activities? Probably not. It's something you can do when your day is kind of winding down. This will also include non-essential meetings. Basically, any meeting that doesn't directly move the needle forward. For a lot of you guys, this will be meetings that your brokerage sets up, or maybe even your team. Just kind of accountability stuff, or just something to kind of bring a bunch of people into the room to say, hey, how can we move the brokerage forward? It doesn't really help you. It might help the team, or it might help the brokerage, which is good. We still want to do them, but we don't want to prioritize them over the more important tasks that move your needle forward. So now you've got your sheet of paper to do your weekly sort of overlook of everything, and you've got all your ABCs, and start plugging in your A's, and then filling in your B's and your C's. I suggest you do more of your A's in the morning when you can. I know some of your A's are showing property or doing listing appointments, which you might be on whatever the time schedule is for your client. But as much as you can, like your prospecting and things like that, I suggest you do early in the morning. So for instance, for me, prospecting was always done from 9 to 12 every single morning. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I do it for 3 hours every single day when I was in sales. Currently, I'm a team leader and I'm sort of pushed out of sales for the most part. I handle a couple of clients here and there, but that's when I'm doing most of my prospecting. And even today as a team leader, that's when I'm doing most of the things that push the needle forward because we're fresh in the morning. We want to make sure that we're handling all of these, the harder tasks in the morning. So now that we've got all of our tasks filled out for the week, you're going to notice there's a lot of space available. I suggest throwing in your lunches and any of your personal time, you know, any of the other things that you need to do that aren't necessarily a direct appointment so that you can make sure you fit all the other things around it. Another technique that I started using was throwing in 30 minutes to an hour of white space every single day. White space meaning I blocked it off in my calendar just for anything that could go wrong, right? Something happens at one of my properties, a weird showing happens, an agent needs help with something, just anything that can happen. We've got a little bit of a buffer there and it doesn't need to be all day. Just 30 minutes to an hour at most. It'll just help you so that this way, when something gets in the way later, you're not scrambling trying to figure out, oh, you know, my whole day is ruined, and you throw your hand up. And before you know it, you're doing a 3 hour margarita lunch. And then from here, all you've got to do is every single morning when you wake up, look over your schedule first thing, right when you get into the office, and make sure that all of those priorities are still the same, because from day to day, things are going to change. You plan out everything on, you know, throughout your week. And then on a Tuesday, a client calls and he says, I'm ready. Let's do a buyer consultation. Well, we could probably fit that in over some of the administrative tasks or lower priority things and do this every single day. And before you know it, you're going to have a rock star career. Here's what I can tell you. If you follow the steps in this video and follow it as much as you can, I know it's not going to be something that you do every single day. You're going to slip off from time to time. But if you can build that habit, you can change your career. My name's Andrew Eiermonger. Of course, you can call me Mr. Mongo. And if you guys have any questions, you can always reach out to me. All of my information will pop up on the screen, as well as all my social media channels. If you guys are curious about LPT Realty, where I brought my entire team and everybody said yes, and it was this great thing, and the amazing things that are happening at this brokerage, you can always reach out to me. I'd love to chat. I'll see you guys next week.